K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer for another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily, focusing on baseball. Oh yeah, you're going to get a lot of baseball here in the next couple of days, folks. Wow, I said K-State needed to take this final series, and I have it on record, on this podcast, said it. K-State baseball needed to take 2-3 from the series, and I got to make a correction. Literally, when I put one of the dailies out, it said, thought TCU was ranked 12th in the country. They were ranked number 5 this past weekend. And K-State did take the series thanks to thrilling come-from-behind fashion. They almost really pulled off the sweep and looked at it. But huge wins for K-State, especially Saturday afternoon. Chris Ceballos with the walk-off there to win the game on Saturday afternoon, 11-8. The regular season finale, of course. K-State almost pulled off a comeback the night before that, but fell too late. 2 runs short, 8-6 in game 2. Of course, took game 1. We talked about that in the weekly edition of the podcast that is out now, episode 52 of the Purple Project Podcast. Go check it out. There's going to be no weekly edition this weekend, and depending on how I feel, how things go, come back from my vacation, maybe not next week either. So, but I'm hoping to get a couple of the Purple Project Podcast dailies out for you guys while I'm away. And you're going to hear a lot of baseball, at least the next couple of days anyways, at least, as K-State is going to be right back at it Wednesday with the Big 12 with their game against, they turn around, right around against, they're going to play TCU again. So that's going to be the fourth time in what, 5 days? 5-6 days? No, I'd rather say 3-2. Yeah, that's going to be the fourth game in 5-6 days against the TCU home front. That's their first round opponent. Oh boy, that's going to be something, especially when TCU is going to be licking their chops there. But K-State is going to have to find a way to bring that intensity from Tone Family Stadium to the road. That's what my co-host Alex said on that episode this past week, that they got to bring that intensity because they have some, what, 3 or 4 wins. They're like 3-12 in the road, something like that. That's not going to cut it if K-State is going to advance, or not even that. They're going to make noise in this Big 12 tournament now and that, and set themselves up to try to get themselves a possible glimpse of hope for postseason baseball. I mean, overall record is good enough right now. They're 10-500 going to postseason play, 31-21 on the year. And if my memory is correct here on this, they are 10-14. Finished the regular season 10-14 in conference play, taking 2-3. And again, this is the second time this year that Kansas State Wildcats baseball team took 2-3 from a ranked 15 opponent, Texas opponent, in the conference. They did it against Texas Tech earlier this year, and they turned around, and they did it. They did this early in the conference play, and they turned it around right when they needed it. Turned around at home, Toyton Family Stadium, and did it again to the TCU Horned Frogs. I gotta tell you something, man. If K-State did this on the road, they'd be a threat to get an invite to regionals or whatever they want to call it, regional, super regional, whatnot. But they're going to have to go deep if they're going to make magic happen in these in the Big 12 tournament. They're going to have to make magic happen, just what they did. And TCU stands in the way of that on Wednesday afternoon, 12:30 in Oklahoma City. So, and that's where I'm going to be going with that as well. So, we'll see how that goes about that. But, yeah, I mean, these guys, for whatever reason, they bring the mat. They bring the thunder at home. And they add 2 more wins to the home record and cap off the home, staying home, K-State home. What's the word I'm looking for here? K-State home. Home schedule season this year with a good record. And like I said, you know, they almost swept the series if they completed that comeback Saturday night, which they were down. They were down 8-2 in the ninth inning and put together a 4-run rally, and they had runners on there. Could have made it more, couldn't finish the deal, but they did finish it off on Saturday afternoon with a big time come behind effort, with capped off with a Chris Sabalos big home run walk off to get it done. How many times have we called his name all year long? And of course, what happened? The awards came out for the Big 12 conference. Yesterday, so I'll have that in the next daily or so. But yeah, K-State got a lot of momentum. Can they treasure that momentum on the road? They seem to sleepwalk on the road. That's the key. You can't afford to sleepwalk now. You gotta carry this moment, especially the team that you just played against, basically 2 days ago, that you took the series from, which I pretty much called it. On the ProBarger podcast, they needed to take 2 or 3. They did that. Now they got to go back and see if they can do it again and eliminate TC. I think this is a double elimination tournament. I'm not 100% sure, or a single elimination. No, I think it's double elimination. I want to say for sure double elimination. That's for sure. So definitely we'll see what K-State has in store. And I haven't said this yet, and we're going to cap the podcast with this here. They did this. They took the series without their head coach, which was suspended 4 games by the Big 12 Conference. And I'm not sure if he's going to be in the dugout Wednesday afternoon. I have to double check on that and see what happens there. But yeah, they did this without their main manager in the dugout. Pete Hughes suspended. Now, I didn't get the details with that. I found out about this on Friday night. About that, so I did not get the news until Friday night about that, so I have more on that as well. But K-State fought its way back, and they're gonna have to turn around and do it again. Can they do it again? But in a different environment, go down south, 4.5 hours, and see if they can dethrone TCU. TCU came in that series leading and probably left second place, depending on what Texas did. I don't have the Big 12 standings in front of me right now, but yeah, what a series for the Kansas State Wildcats baseball team. Jordan Wicks comes up big. Chris Sabalos caps off the series with a big time walk off, and now you set the stage hoping for a Big 12 run in this postseason. We'll see if they can get it done against the same opponent, TCU. The Big 12 tournament for K-State begins Wednesday afternoon. Eddie Greer III, to wrap for another edition of Triple P. Make sure you check out all the action, all the episodes up now, wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, go Cats. We'll talk to you next time on the Purple Project Podcast.